told them that if it was advertised on television, I wasn't going to get it. Now, this is a rather mean thing to do, I guess, but it seems that after last summer, when I got home from interviewing, everything was broken and had to be repaired. I just got sick of it.
Aww.
So I thought that that string didn't look very substantial with my two ruffians. And they came, well, Debbie came back from school after the first week and was talking about one of her classmates who got a talking doll and brought it to school. And she said, the head came off. Ha 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 ha.
Well, you had at least proved a point there, hadn't you, even though you...
Yeah, I thought maybe I was mean for a purpose then.
Well, this little girl next door has one. But now she was 11, her birthday. And that might make a difference,
mm-hmm.
You see. Of course, now by next year they will be improved.
Yeah.
And
they won't be $20 either.
That's right. They were rather high, weren't they?
It's interesting. When they first bring these things out, they get fabulous prices for them just by making the kids think they have to have them, I guess.
For instance, one of the things that caught my eye was the donkey, you know, that they made that walked.
Mm-hmm.
Do your children have one of those?
No, but they'd like one. I think they want one that's real, though. I'd like one that's real.
Well, you should have one. You should have our little Thunder. He's just about as tall as... I guess he's about this tall.
Oh, my goodness.
He's real cute.
A donkey, huh?
No, it isn't a donkey. It's just a little shepherd. You know, I told you about Marion having all these little ponies. Some of them were Shetland. Some were Ribbon. The first one he had was a paint. Then she has had about four coats for him. And this summer he's breaking one of them, you know, to give to the little niece I was telling you about.
Oh boy.
Liz up in Miami. He said he was getting along fine with her, that Becky had named her Flicka. And she didn't want him to roach her or anything. She wants her mane all left just like it is.
Mm.
But she looked real pretty when we were up there Sunday. Marion has ridden her, he said, several times.
Did the little girl ride her?
Marion wouldn't want her to yet. She might if he were leading the horse, but that'd be the only way.
A paint, that's a horse with big spots on it?
Uh-huh. Indian pony.
Uh-huh.
Her name was Ribbon.
Ribbon?
Mm-hmm.
And the little girl named her what?
Well, now, the little one that we took up to Becky, her name was Chris. We named her after Chrissy. And, but Becky changed her name to Flicka.
Mm-hmm. Movies, huh? That's wonderful.
Ribbon has, Ribbon had, that's another thing I wanted to tell you. We have Buckeyes around here.
What are they?
Well, it's, they're not too plentiful in Oklahoma, I don't think. But it's just a little nut of a deal that, Granddad said that they were good luck.
Cool.
We have a little tree down on the lease, right just down here south of town, down at the Stella Maxwell lease. You were asking me about the nuts around here.
Oh, is this a sort of a chestnut?
Well, it isn't anything that you can eat.
Uh-huh.
And I think at certain stages it's really poison.
Oh.
But MJ said they were good luck pieces. So Marion gets them every year. And the other day I saw a pair of quail run under that little tree.
Hey.
I told Lester it was so close to the crossing where it's kind of a little low water bridge, you know. And I said, oh my, because I was afraid maybe the snakes, you know, they might be building their nest along there.
Are there poisonous snakes around here?
Oh, yes. Copperhead.
Oh.
There are even some.